Happy Tuesday. Today we are going to talk about creating the type of content that promotes an experience that people want to have at your facility. We'll talk all about it after the intro. Here we go.
This is the Find the Green podcast with your host, PGA Master Professional, Jason Rockhold.
Hello and welcome to this final Tuesday of February. As the snow starts to clear in some areas and it starts to get a little bit warmer, we start to gear up for the season and ask, what are we going to do this season to make our golf course and our facility perform much better than it did last year? And how are we going to grow the game a little bit better than we did the year before? Well, today we're going to talk about creating an experience and what it feels like to be either a part of your club or somebody that plays at your golf course, interacts with your staff, or potentially interacts with other members. And how you can do that is through the content that you create. There are a lot of ways that you can connect with your customer, your members, or potential customers, and that is through social media, your website, or even a newsletter that you may send out over email. Now, the reason why I want you to really think about the content that you send out is because content is one of those things that can become very boring to people if you don't do it right, or it can be a useless waste of time. And I see a lot of people falling into this area having a lot of problems because all they send out are updates on sales or an event that they have going on Tuesday, May 2nd that you can't miss. But everything that is sent out via email or on their website or on any of their social medias is basically an ad. It's like click on it, ad, click on it, ad, click on it, ad. After a while, people are going to stop clicking because they know it's just another ad. But what you need to do is switch it up a little bit. Provide some content that makes them want to open that up, because guess what? Next time they click, it could be a lesson from one of the pros, or it could be some really cool aerial photography taken by a company that specializes in aerial photography and videography, or some stories about a social event that happened, or history of a social event. For example, Valentine's Day events that you've had over the years. People tend to forget that social media is about telling social stories. The content that you put out on these platforms are supposed to be social in nature. They're not supposed to be advertisements of, hey, we have $40 golf balls in the pro shop. Well, every now and again, you can throw one of those in there, but it'd be really cool if you said, hey, I can give you 5 different ways that you can improve your putting when it's cold outside. There's so many ways that you can reach out and start to build that community around your golf course, because ultimately, and I've talked about this in some of my previous podcasts, but you as a golf professional or a general manager of a facility and owner of that facility, it is your job to build a community around that facility. Unfortunately, sometimes we kind of dive into the day-to-day and all we think about is opening up, putting the key in the door, making sure there's enough money in the till to get going. Is that starter here for the 7 o'clock tee times? Do we have a ranger that's running around? Are we going to get all of the money in the drawer and be able to get it to the bank before they close? All of these day-to-day things kind of take away from our overall 10,000 foot view of the purpose of your golf facility. It is to create a community based around golf where people come as a recreation to their job, their life, their work, and feel like a member of the club. So how you can make that happen is through utilizing those social media platforms and just creating that community, or utilizing your website website, through your blogs, and be able to utilize that content as a form of marketing. Okay, so first I'm going to dive into what kind of content that you should build or can build. And one of the things that I would highly recommend is being able to use photos and videos as an attractor to your content. Because as you know, when you go on social media, and this is one of the best ways that you can kind of program in your mind, how do you utilize these platforms when you're not doing it for work? Are you scrolling through the feed and you're looking at things that just have words? Are you scrolling through the feed and looking for the menu for Tuesday? Or are you scrolling through and you see, oh, there's a golf pro and he's talking on a video. Maybe I want to see that. So what I recommend is doing some photos and doing videos with course tips, like different things that you can do on the golf course to make them a little bit better than they were before. Because the biggest grasp of content is whether or not it is something that deserves their attention. So if you are going to create content that has zero value to them, and I've talked about value in the past, but if you're creating content that has zero value to them, they are not going to look at it. But if you are creating content that they walk away saying, wow, I am glad that I used the 2 minutes of my life to watch whatever that was, or use 4 minutes of my life to see how awesome that aerial shot was over the golf course, the more frequently you are going to get people to come back. So what I recommend, number one, course tips with photos or videos, just different areas of the golf course where you could go out, take 5 or 10 minutes, shoot a video, talk about a shot that you would do, or your perspective of when you get to this hole, this is what I try to do. When I get into this bunker, this is what I try to do. When I have the shot and I have to choose whether to lay up or go over the creek, this is what I do. And then justify it, short little tips, 2 minute drill kind of thing, and definitely get them in the process of going to that social media site and seeing that quick tip. In addition, getting aerial photos and videos of the golf course, just seeing the golf course from different heights and different perspectives can fuel that passion of, wow, I remember how great it was when I got out there. I really want to go out and play again. I know a really great aerial company, Rock Solid Aerial. If you want to contact them, their link will be in the bio. But full disclosure, I am the CEO of that company, and we have been doing aerial photography for almost seven years now, and we're getting pretty darn good at it. So give us a call and we can definitely help you with that. Also, social events, like I talked about, don't advertise new social events. Talk about stories from social events. Try to bring those things in. The last time that I played in that member guest, we went out and played that final hole, and I made the longest putt that I've ever made in my life. These stories are what grab people in. And the more you can get people committed to that community, the easier it's going to be to throw in a little ad every now and again. But the whole premise of it should be just like when you watch television, 70 to 80% content, 20% ads. If you can go through your Facebook posts and see one piece of content that isn't an ad and the rest are ads, well, that's 90-10 the other direction. So make sure that you are putting 80% content, 20% ads. And if you can get even better and put 90% content, 10% ads, you're going to get even more people. Because just like you know, when you're watching a show that you have put on DVR, do you fast forward through the commercials? You do. So what happens is when somebody goes onto your Facebook page and they're scrolling down the page and all they see are ads, 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 guess what? They're going to move right on to the next page. Also, for private clubs and some semi-private clubs, new member profiles, asking some of these new members that have just joined the club that are looking to reach out and become a part of the community, obviously because they've joined the club, see if they'll do a little spotlight and be able to talk a little bit about them, where they're from, what their background is, what they're wanting to get out of the club. This is a great way for them to start to feel included into that community, and you're going to see a lot of people start to reach out to them and say welcome and potentially invite them to lunch or a round of golf. Also, golf pro tips. I said course tips, but you should also throw in some golf pro tips as well, because not only does it give you credibility as a golf professional that you can stand in front of a camera and talk sensibly about the golf swing, but you might get somebody just interested enough to take a lesson with you in the coming months. And at the beginning of the season, this is a really great time to start those, because if you can get that credibility started early in the season, you can start to pick up those lessons in April and May, and then they'll be with you throughout the season. Also, with all the new rules that came out, doing some rules posts about some of these new things that have happened. You want to talk about sparking interest with all the rule changes that have happened and everything that's happened on the PGA Tour because of it. These are great times to either shoot a quick video of you talking about it or take a picture of you doing something that is in the rules and talk a little bit about it in type. But if you can aim for video, I would highly recommend video, because that is the highest form of consumption online are videos. So make sure that you can take some time and make a few videos. And just a quick tip on videos, if you have good audio and your camera's not shaking all over the place, you might be able to keep somebody's attention. But if you've got poor video and poor audio, then you're gonna really start to turn people off. So concentrate on getting yourself some good video, good audio, and you'll start to see people interested in watching that profile. And if they start to share it, you're gonna really see it exponentially grow. So make sure that you take the time to make a good video. And I know a few companies that can help you with that. Rock Solid Aerial is pretty good at it, and Rock Hold and Associate is another one. Like I said, I run both of them, so we can definitely help you out. Now, moving into the blogosphere, I highly recommend doing a blog a week, just so that you can get your voice out there online in print form. There are some people that like to read, whether it be on their iPad while sitting in bed or while sitting in a private place using the restroom. Whatever they're doing, the key thing is some people like to read instead of watching the videos. So if you can have an alternative way to put out your content, you will find that your reach is going to continue to grow. And lastly, we talked about how your content can trickle over into your marketing. Now, you can clearly see how photos and videos would definitely help from an aerial perspective, from a ground perspective. Even teaching lessons online, giving little tips will definitely help market your programs. But when you start to talk about your email blasts that you send out, one of the things that make me cringe when I see an email that comes out that all it is just an ad. And so every week I see an ad coming from a specific golf course. So guess what? I put that to spam right away, because all it is a blanket spam ad coming at me. I'm just getting absolutely no value out of it. And I'd really like to still be on their email list, but the content that they're putting out is not helping me in the long run. And I'm not going to stick around for the one time out of 52 weeks where they finally put something that I actually care about. Now, I know there's a lot of places that have the email birthday free round giveaway. If you're on their email list on your birthday, then you get a free round. That makes sense to stay a part of it. However, you need to make sure that they are looking at that email at all times of the year. And by putting content in there that is actually consumable for them, like a tip for the golf course, a photo that's really nice, by putting that stuff into the email, they're going to read the email. They're going to open the email, and you'll start to see your open rates start to go up, and you'll actually see your click-through rates on links to the blog that you linked out of the email, or a link to a social event that you have, or links going to your Facebook or Twitter page. These are all things that will increase engagement, and in the long run, you'll start to see that top line start to grow, because an engaged customer is one that's not afraid to spend some money with your facility. On that note, I'm out of here. Have a great week, and we will talk to you next Tuesday. See ya!
Thanks for listening. listening to this week's Find the Green podcast with PGA Master Professional Jason Rockhold. Hit subscribe now to get the latest Find the Green podcast with new episodes uploaded every week. Email your questions and comments to jrockhold@pga.com or reach out on your favorite social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all at Find the Green.